Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Boring Beige Box Live. It's episode 6 for March 1st, Thursday, 2007. Sorry I'm a little late, guys. I'm about half an hour late. Some things came up. I wasn't able to get to a computer to change the time on this, but we do have a few people in the room, in the chat room. Welcome. There's one person, Kellen JB, who said, I guess Matt is skipping out on the show, but I'm not. I'm here. Just a little late. Sorry about that. There's another person called Numbers Guy, Ron NY, I guess for New York, and DJ Crazy. So it doesn't look like some people are not logged in. But anyway, we'll go ahead and get started here. Tonight we're talking about the Might and Magic RPG series. Great role-playing series that I am a huge fan of, and we're going to talk a little bit about it, and I'm also going to probably discuss that. Okay, sorry about that. Skype just randomly disconnected me. Sometimes Skype can be a lot of problem. Very problematic sometimes. But anyway, so my regular show, which I'll probably record tomorrow, will talk a little more in depth about the Might and Magic series, which is a classic computer role-playing game series. And we'll go into depth a little bit more, and but tonight I just kind of wanted to talk about it briefly. It's just going to be a short show tonight, and I was hoping that some people would join in, but like I said, I was a little bit late, so I kind of messed things up, but I'm just going to give you a little taste of what's happening with Boring Beige Box and to talk about our topic a little bit tonight. First off, I would like to say things are going well. This week has been a good week. I stayed very busy. I'm a network administrator, and things have been not too bad this week. It was I'm off on Fridays, so I have Fridays and Saturdays off. But so it's kind of like my Friday night tonight. But it's been a good week. A lot of things accomplished. I live near Chicago, and it is starting to warm up a little bit. It's there has been a lot of snow, but it is going away, thankfully. But so yeah, it's definitely trying to get to become spring very soon. But let's see, what else is going on? Well, I like I said, I've gotten back into some of the retro computing stuff. I'm working on my next show that will come out probably tomorrow. A lot of topics. I'm planning on doing a show on handhelds, retro or old school handhelds. Kind of falls in the area. Boring Beige Box, you know, is specifically around, you know, desktop machines and laptops that we used back in the day from the 80s and 90s. But someone wrote in saying that they wanted to possibly could I do a show about handheld devices, and I definitely will talk about those. So I have a special show lined up for that in probably the next couple weeks. That's about it. I did receive an email from a wonderful person that I am going to be covering that email and talking about what she wrote in on my regular show. So look for that tomorrow. So let's talk a little bit about Might and Magic. This is a great computer role-playing series that started with the first one. There have been many Might and Magic games. It's a series that was from, if you remember the company, New World Computing. Most of these, the early computer games were headed up by usually one person. That was the kind of the way things began. And then there was teams that were built together to produce these games. But Jan van Kanegem, I think that's how you pronounce his name. It's kind of hard to pronounce. He started New World Computing back in 1983. Eventually, it was acquired by the 3DO company. Might and Magic was the flagship series for the company, and it was the first one came out in, let me look here. If you go to Wikipedia, as always, there's tons of stuff out there. The first one was released in 1986 on the Apple II. It was for DOS, Commodore 64. It also was ported to the Nintendo. What is the MSX home computer? Oh, the Sony MSX. Yeah, that was an old machine. I don't remember that one, but it was like early home computers. So the first one was 1986. Now, Might and Magic 2 was released in 1988. It was out for the Amiga, the Apple II, Amiga, DOS, Commodore 64, Mac, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, and I remember it playing it on the Sega Genesis, which was phenomenal. I love playing that on the Sega. And then Might and Magic 3, I remember having that. I got that for the computer, for the PC. And loved that game, played that a lot. And then I remember Might and Magic 4 and 5, Clouds of Xeen and Dark Side of Xeen, and those could be joined together to create the World of Xeen, which was a huge, enormous game. And that came out for just DOS and the Macintosh. But I didn't play those a whole lot, somewhat. But it was a long time until the next one came out, Might and Magic 6. And I think during that time they were doing maybe the Heroes of Might and Magic series, which, let's see, Heroes of Might and Magic came out in 95. So they were probably working on those Heroes of Might and Magic strategy games, which is a great series too. And it looks like, the next one, the Might and Magic 6, The Mandate of Heaven, came out in 1998. And that one also, now that one I played a lot. Might and Magic 6, The Mandate of Heaven, was awesome. I played that a lot. And I never beat it, but it was pretty tough. And I spent a lot of time playing that. It was a really funny game because just some of the sounds that the monsters made were really cheesy. And you could just slaughter, like, just tons and tons of monsters and stuff at a time, and it was a crazy game. Might and Magic 7, this is when it kind of started to go downhill a little bit. I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't, I didn't even really play it. And then, of course, Might and Magic 8, which was still, they kind of, it's just kind of started to go downhill, and they tried to adapt to some of the 3D stuff, but it was just very hard to do. And and then the worst one of all, and I completely, like, unfinished, and there were so many problems with it, was Might and Magic 9, which I played it for about 15 minutes and said, forget it, this is not worth it. So that came out in 2002. But It was a good run. There was some really good games. For me, I played a lot of Might and Magic 2, which is on the Sega Genesis. I loved it. It was incredible. I spent a lot of time playing that, and then a little bit of Might and Magic 3, and then a lot of time playing Might and Magic 6. So these were really great games. Totally enjoy them. Classic computer role playing. You had a party system where you would have six characters, and you would work on developing them and buffing up their stats. And the coolest thing was exploring, you know, going and exploring the world and seeing what was out there and going to different towns and just experiencing the game world. You know, you felt like you lived in it, and you spent so much time sitting there staring at the screen and learning the way to go through the towns or through the outside world, and, you know, endlessly killing monsters and gaining levels and gaining, you know, equipment. And that was kind of where it all started, and kind of the addiction to role-playing games for me, you know, started. There's hours and hours and hours of fun playing these games, and I really think that Might and Magic is one of the best, and it's all, you know, it was first-person perspective, so it was really, really cool. Now, I just, speaking of role-playing games, I just bought Oblivion, the Elder Scrolls Oblivion series, or game, and I'm going to check it. I hear it's one of the best, and I'm going to be playing that tonight and tomorrow, so it's definitely, you know, want to get back into some of those computer role-playing games. But the Might and Magic series was, you know, was up there with the Ultima and Wizardry series, one of the most popular series of role-playing games in the 80s and 90s. So there is a cool online service called GameTap, and I would definitely check that out. You can, if you go to GameTap.com, you can download, and I think it's like $10 a month, and they have tons of old-school games that you can play, and they use some sort of like emulator to play it, but it's totally legal. It's extremely cool, and I would check it out at GameTap.com. You can play all of the Might and Magic games. So I already started playing Might and Magic 2 yesterday, and I'm going to be checking out the other games too. So, well, I'm going to wrap it up tonight because there's some things I'm working on this evening, but I'm going to try to be on time next week. And looks like I missed a few people, but they were in here. So we'll get it together next week. I may just do a nighttime show tomorrow night or something like that. So we'll just take a look out for next week, and we'll get it together. And I think that about does it. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure you check out tomorrow night, or tomorrow I'll be releasing let's see, I think it's episode 18. Let's see here. If you go to our website, www.boringbeigebox.com, you can join the forums if you want, which I need to check and see if anyone has added in their information or tried to get a hold of me. So yeah, join the forums, and there's all kinds of discussions on there going on. If you click on podcast info, yeah, the last one I did was episode 17. So the next episode tomorrow I'm going to release, I'm going to talk more in depth about the Might and Magic series and kind of the experiences in playing those games. So that's going to be tomorrow, and just keep an eye out on the website or also on iTunes. You can check and see. If you just do a search in iTunes for retro space computing, or if you search for Boring Beige Box, that's three separate words, you can see both podcasts of the live edition and the regular edition that you can subscribe to. All right, and if you also want to send me an email, you can send me an email at mattwilson247@hotmail.com. Thanks, guys, for listening, and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Internet talk show. Check it out at talkshoe.com.